AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. You join us ahead of Scottish Grand National Day from Ayr. Sam Norris here on the podcast. I'm delighted to say we're joined once more on the line by champion jockey AP McCoy to offer up his thoughts on all of the day's action. Good morning, AP.
Good morning, Sam. How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad. A bit of a mixed day for yourself yesterday. A good win on Cappard King, but Tap Knight once again flattered to deceive.
Yeah, it didn't surprise me really, to be honest. Wasn't really the biggest shock I've ever had. Seems to have gone really. Don't think he's much interest in racing, so not sure what the future holds for him really.
Yeah, fair enough. But Cappard King, a positive from yesterday.
Yeah, done it well. Yeah, he won well, and he'd obviously won a fake to him and sold him before that, and was beaten last time at Warwick, but got back to winning ways yesterday, which was good.
Yeah, good. And we've got a good day of action, of course, on Saturday. Are you looking forward to the racing today?
Yeah, there's some nice racing and good prize money. And, obviously Scottish Grand National, which is a highlight.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll dive into the action then from there. We're trying to preview every race on the card for you today. We'll start with the 125. This one is a novices limited handicap chase. 3 mile, 1 furlong is the trip, and the Last Samurai heads affairs this morning at 5-2. Runswick Royal is an 11-4 chance, 7-2 for Puffin Billy. Final Assault is 7s, Oscar Fortune 8s, and it's 12s bar those. A good start to the day at Ayr here with three of these last time out winners. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, I think the Last Samurai is getting the hang of things over fences, and he won the Ayr over course and distance back in January, and then he was a bit disappointing on seed at Kelso, but then he won at Kelso after that. I think his form is pretty solid, to be fair. Of the others, Puff and Billy won at Ascot, just got up to beat Thomas Crapper, battled back to beat Thomas Crapper. Good solid form, but had a pretty hard race before that. He'd won at Leicester. But it's good enough form. It obviously runs with Royal. Won at Kelso last time, beat up some blue horse I'm riding later on in the day in a chase there. So he's an obvious one as well. John Joe's got a runner, Oscar Fortune, who won at Haydock a couple of runs ago, but was disappointing behind another runner today, Final Assault. I like the Last Samurai. I think he'll take a bit of it.
Okay, the Last Samurai then gets the vote in the open, and then the 125. The next race up comes at 2 o'clock. It's a Future Champions Novice Chase. It's a Grade 2 event over 2.5 miles. Oscar Rock heads affairs at 5-2. 7-2 for Top Gamble. Fine Rightly is a 4's chance. 7th Sky, 9-2. 5-1 Solar Impulse, and the outsider of them is Great Fella at 20-1. Like the first race, quite a few arrive here in good form.
Yeah, Top Gamble, you could start with him. Went very fast up the front at Ascot last time. Over 2 miles and just probably paid the price for going too fast. Was second at Warwick before that, and before that he'd won at Newbury and Warwick. Good solid form. I think the step up to 2.5 miles could help him. So I think he's got a chance. A horse that has improved a lot is 7 Sky and could be still improving. He won in soft ground last time at Warwick and is still open to improvement. Oscar Rock won at Kelso. And at Newcastle, getting the hang of things. He's got a squeak as well. And Solar Impulse has been on the go. He's had plenty of runs for Paul Nicholls. Was a little bit disappointing last time when he ran at the entry, but obviously that was in a good race behind Sizing Granite. It was only last week. So not sure that it might come quick enough on him. So the one that I'm going to go for at a bigger price is 7 Sky.
Okay, 7th Sky in that 2 o'clock. Then the next race on the card is the 235. This is the Scottish Champion Hurdle, of course, a Grade 2 limited handicap. And I Shot the Sheriff is the 9-2 favourite this morning. 6s for Sign of a Victory. Irving, 8-1. 9-1 for Calypto. 11-1 Cheltenham. 12s bar those. You ride Sea Lord here for John Ferguson, a relative outsider at 14-1. Has he got any chance in this competitive field?
Yeah, I think he's got a squeak. I do think he's got a squeak. Definitely got a good each-way chance. I thought he ran a pretty solid race when he ran last time in Musselburgh, behind another one of John Ferguson's horses, Retrieve. Before that, he'd been fourth to Irvine up in Newcastle in the fighting fifth. But yeah, I think he's definitely got a squeak at 14-1. Wouldn't put anyone off him each way. The obvious one, I Shot the Sheriff, absolutely balled it up in Ferry House last time, went up the 8 pounds. Had won really well in Wexford the time before that. I think I Shot the Sheriff is going to be hard to beat. I just think he's ahead of the handicapper, and I could see him being very, very difficult to beat. The others, Irvine, obviously won the fight in fifth earlier on the season. Was second last time at Wincanton behind Boo Hearn. A little bit of a disappointing on the drying ground might help him. He would have a better chance. And Sign of a Victory also ran that race and was disappointing when he ran there, finished fourth behind him. Before that, he'd won at Ascot earlier on the season. Again, he's another one at drying ground would probably help. And Chilkenny ran very well. The big handicap hurdle at Newbury back in February. So he, you know, that was a little bit disappointing last time when he ran at Cheltenham. So, open race. I think Sea Lord definitely wouldn't put anyone off backing him each way. So wouldn't put I Shot the Sheriff. Looks, you know, it could be well a handed handicapper.
Okay, then a couple of thoughts there in the 2:35 Scottish Champion Hurdle. The next race on the card comes up at 3:10. We've got a listed handicap chase over 2 miles. Duke of Navan heads affairs at 3-1. 4-1 for Lebricardi. Strong Point is a fours chance as well. 5-1 for Dunraven Storm. Yorkist at 6-1. 13-2 for My Brother Sylvester. And Shrapnel is the outsider at 28-1. What are your thoughts on this one?
Duke of Navan got beat really short odds last time at Carlisle. It was definitely a disappointment. Got beat by the same horse at Ayr the time before, so it's quite hard to fancy him or quite difficult to back him at a short price. Strong Point of Stuart Crawford is definitely getting the hang of things, and he won quite well last time when he won at Nace. You know, I think that's a good form behind one Cool Shabra. I don't think that's too bad. And before that, he'd obviously ran a Haydock. Of the others, Yorkist, I actually rode last time at Sandown. Ran okay. But, you know, looks exposed enough. I think he's high enough in the handicap, but he ran okay last time. And Dunraven Storm of Philip Hobbs has been on the go. Fell last time. When he ran, he fell last time at Exeter. Got a pretty heavy fall. Before that, he pulled up at Cheltenham. Again, he's been on the go a long time. I'm quite keen on Strong Point of Stuart Crawford. I thought he won well enough at Nace last time. I can see him winning again.
Okay, Strong Point then getting the vote in that 3:10. We'll move then to the feature race of the day up at 3:45. The Scottish Grand National, of course, over the extended 4 mile trip. And it's Broadway Buffalo and Gallant Oscar who share the market lead this morning, both 12-1. Last year's winner, Alco, is 14-1. 14-1 Sago Success. 16s catching on. Trust and Times is 16s as well. 18s for Sam Winner and bigger prices the rest. Sadly, no ride for yourself in this one after Benvolio's withdrawal. But 12-1 the field, and you could give chances to quite a few here.
Yeah, you could. You could give chances to a lot of them. Obviously, I'd like to see the boss's horse, Gallant Oscar, win. He would be where I'd start. He ran very well behind the Druid's nephew at Cheltenham. He finished third. Don't see any reason why the step-up and trip wouldn't help him. He was fourth before that in the Tiestas behind Jack Adam at Bourne. That was a pretty solid run. So now that I'm not riding in the race, I'd like to see Gallant Oscar win. I think he's got a good chance. His form is pretty solid. The other one's catching on. I rode last time at Utoxeter in the Midlands National. He fell sort of at the 7th or 8th. Ground drying out would be a slight concern for him. Seems to have performed best when it has been pretty soft. So we're a little bit in the dark in terms of the ground for catching on. Broadway Buffalo was the other one you mentioned. Was second to Cause of Causes at Cheltenham. Very solid form. You know, deserves to be joint favourite, as I said, because his form is pretty good. Bigger price ones, you could think Trust in Times was a horse that I think is slowly coming down the weights. He didn't run too bad in this race. He hasn't run too bad in this race. Last year he was third, which was good form. He's coming down the weights a little bit because it's probably his best run. He ran over hurdles a couple of times as well, so I like maybe trusting times at a bigger price. So there's plenty of them that have good chances. I mean, I really hope that Gannett Lasco wins. If I was throwing up a big price one, I'd go for trusting times.
Okay, then there we go, the thoughts of AP on the Scottish National. The 4.25 is the next race. So it's a handicap hurdle. 2 mile, 5 furlongs is the trip. And Gilt Shadow heads affairs at 9-4. Upsilon Bleu is a fourth chance. Same price for Rock the Casbah. Rascal is 5-1. 6-1 for Border Breaker. And bigger prices the rest. This Upsilon Bleu, who you get the leg up on, AP, returns here from chasing and was runner-up in a listed event and a Grade 2 event. How strong are his chances reverting back to hurdles?
Yeah, he was second to Runswick Royal, who runs earlier on the first race, I think, over fences at Kelso. Before that, he was a long, long way behind Mr. Maud at Newbury in the chase as well. So he hasn't actually run over hurdles for a little while. He's a little bit lower over hurdles than he is over fences, so that might enhance his chances a little bit. Of the others, Rock the Casbah, one at Newbury. One at Newbury last time with Philip Hobbs. He's just got up to beat Inner Drive. That's pretty good, solid form. And Rascal of Dan Skelton's is improving. His horse is in great form. He had 3 or 4 winners at Cheltenham during the week. And Rascal has got the hang of things, having won at Ludlow and Bangor last time. Seems to be an improving horse. And I think the drying out ground will help him too. Those are the main ones. I find it quite difficult to fancy any of the others. Hopefully Upsilon Bleu will take a bit of beating, but I think Rascal is the one for punters to be back in here.
Okay, then Rascal for AP in that one for the Skelton team at 5-1 chance at the time of recording. The penultimate race of the day comes up at 4.55. We have a 2.5 mile handicap hurdle. Avidity is a 7-2 favourite this morning. Palm Grey 4-1. 5-1 Great Tree Flame. Sea Viper is a 7's chance. Dr. Maloney 8-1 and double figure prices. The rest. Talk us through this one.
We'll start with Palm Grey here. Palm Grey won at Hexham last time for Sue Smith. Only a 7-year-old. It was an improvement on his run at Newcastle. Seems to be getting the hang of things. So he's an obvious one to start with. Cape Tree Flame of Peter Bones. He won last time as well. When he won at Chepstow, won very impressively. That was in good to soft ground. I think he's another horse that the drying out ground will definitely help. Sea Viper is a tough and consistent horse for Richard Phillips. Won at Ludlow a couple of runs back and wasn't disgraced at all behind Jimmy DeJet playing at Wincanton last time. And he's in good shape. And again, another one at a big price of Stuart Crawford's. Dr. Maloney, I think he's capable of running well at a big price. He won a race in Perth earlier last year. It's been a little bit disappointing since. But again, I think he's another one that has been running on the softer ground, and I think the good ground will definitely help him. So maybe Dr. Maloney at a bigger price. But I think the horse at the top, Cape Tree Flame, is the one we've all got to be.
Move then to the 5.30. We've got a bumper to close the card. 2 miles is the trip in this one. William Henry heads affairs at 6-5. It's 5-1 for Sir Will. Let the River Run Dry is the 7's chance. 8-1 for Beggar's Cross. Rising Tides, 11s, 12s. Bar those. You get the leg up here on Let the River Run Dry, who could well be involved in the bumper.
Yeah, hopefully so. He won okay when he won at Toaster. That was in soft ground. I actually think the better ground will help him. He's a flat bred horse, and I'd be surprised if the better ground didn't help him than the soft ground he won on at Toaster. So hopefully the track will suit him as well. He seems to be a horse that's got plenty of speed, so hopefully Let the River Run Dry will have a good chance. The obvious one is William Henry. Absolutely bought up when he won at Kempton. Before that, he done it when Kempton was a bit disappointing, but went from soft ground to good ground, and when he got good ground at Kempton, he was a totally different horse, and I'd be very surprised if William Henry doesn't win. Looks like a proper decent horse. John Joe's horse, Beggar's Cross, he won at Huntingdon. Form was okay. And of the others, Peter Bones, Sir Will won at Nace, was second on his first run at Sorrel, just got beaten neck. That's okay form, but I think the best form by a long way is William Henry, and I think he'll take a bit of beating. I'm hoping Let the River Run Dry will give a good account of himself, and it'd be nice to be beat William Henry, but I do think William Henry looks a very good horse and will be hard to beat.
Okay, then William Henry getting the nod there for Nicky Henderson and Nico de Boinville in the bumper to close the card. There we are then, thoughts of champion jockey AP McCoy ahead of Scottish Grand National Day from Ayr, and you'll hear all the action live on William Hill Racing Radio. Good speech to you this morning, AP, and best of luck with your rides today.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.